Aaron Banks' Leave EU referendum campaign launches formal bid to merge with rival Vote Leave by Christopher Hope, Chief Political Correspondent, The Daily Telegraph, 23rd November. One of the two anti-European Union referendum campaigns has started merger talks aimed at creating a single campaign ahead of the in-out vote on Britain's EU membership. The talks were initiated late last week by Aaron Banks, the millionaire founder of the Leave EU campaign, in a letter to Matthew Elliott, the campaign director of the Vote Leave campaign. Mr. Elliott is understood to have referred the matter to the campaign's board, which is due to meet on Tuesday, in consultation with its MPs and business supporters. The fact there are two campaigns with similar names, Leave EU and Vote Leave, fighting for the same cause, has led critics in Westminster to compare them to the Judean People's Front and the People's Front of Judea from the Monty Python film Life of Brian. Nigel Farage, the leader of the UK Independence Party, and Kate Hoey, MP, co-chair of the Labour Leave campaign group, are supportive of the merger talks to take on the single in campaign, Britain Stronger in Europe. Mr. Farage said, "This is very good news indeed. All anti-EU voices must come together. That is exactly what UKIP's 4 million voters would want, and I will do whatever I can to help make it happen." Ms. Hoey said, "This is not going to happen overnight, but my personal view is that it is crazy not having one campaign. We don't want egos from either side stopping that happen. We will never be forgiven by the public if there's not a united Leave campaign by the time it comes to registering. And I'm confident this will happen, even if some of us may have to knock a few heads together." Mr. Farage described the approach as significant and said if the in-out referendum, which must be held by the end of 2017, is not held until next autumn, the Leave EU campaign would have signed up 1 million supporters. The Leave EU campaign already boasts the support of 300,000 members of the public and has spent 2 million on its campaign since August. In his letter, which adopts a deliberately conciliatory tone, Mr. Banks said, "In terms of uniting Leave EU and Vote Leave, we have no prior conditions and believe that discussions should now take place that reflect the complementary strengths of the two organisations. I have a simple view of life, and this is my unequivocal message moving forwards. If you want to leave the EU, you are on our side. We should be one winning team." He added, "However, the chance of accomplishing the historic victory that all Eurosceptics, of whatever hue, are yearning to achieve are being damaged. Rather than having one consolidated Leave campaign, we have two Leave organisations. This can only help the In campaign and the forces that rage against us. We have two campaigns replicating similar staffing at great expense and duplicate campaign structures that are vying for attention with the media. Since our respective campaigns have launched, there have been times when our respective campaign spirit has spilled over the top, which was perhaps inevitable given the potential competition for the designation." The letter was copied to scores of Eurosceptic MPs. A spokesman for Vote Leave declined to comment on the letter or the timing of the campaign group's next board meeting. However, a source said that the campaign's major donors and supporters do not feel they can work with Aaron Banks because of some of his personal criticism that he has levelled at the rival campaign. This includes branding UKIP MP Douglas Carswell borderline autistic with some mental illness attached in a row on the margins of September's UKIP conference. The full text of Aaron Banks' letter to Vote Leave.
"Dear Matthew, I know that you will agree with me that our country is facing one of the greatest constitutional decisions it has ever encountered. This is our big moment and a chance to write a new chapter in the history of Great Britain. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to take back control of our country and return powers to our national parliament to make our own laws. By leaving the European Union, we can throw off the excessive costs and regulations that Brussels imposes and start to think globally again. However, the chances of accomplishing the historic victory that all Eurosceptics of whatever hue are yearning to achieve are being damaged. Rather than having one consolidated Leave campaign, we have two Leave organisations. This can only help the In campaign and the forces that rage against us. We have two campaigns replicating similar staffing at great expense and duplicated campaign structures that are vying for attention with the media. Since our respective campaigns have launched, there have been times when our respective competitive spirit has spilled over the top, which was perhaps inevitable given the potential competition for the designation. It's time that we put all these disagreements to one side and remember our ultimate objective, leaving the European Union. As you know, we reached out to you in July and August, but your view then was to proceed on your own course. The two Leave campaigns have focused on very different things. Vote Leave produces great technical analysis, such as the 1,000-page document Change or Go, and developed good links with businesses. We've attracted 300,000 supporters in 3 months, a huge social media presence, and increasing small donations from the general public. We've signed up over 1,300 cross-party local councillors from all political parties and have 3,000 SME businesses in the last 3 weeks alone. We have some 200 groups up and down the country. We've hired the very best people in the world to run the strategy of the campaign with experience of over 30 referendums on issue-based campaigns worldwide. Their advice is that we need to run a positive, uplifting campaign which focuses on the fact Britain could do so much better outside the EU. This is the message we've been pushing in our media activity. We believe, as the campaign develops, figures will emerge from business, sport, science and education to lead and inspire the country. In terms of unitingleave.eu and Vote Leave, we have no prior conditions and believe that discussions should take place that reflect the complementary strengths that the two organisations have. I have a simple view of life, and this is my unequivocal message moving forward. If you want to leave the EU, you're on our side. We should be one winning team. I appeal to everyone to move forward in that spirit and take on our real enemies. The Leave.eu campaign is determined that this should happen, in order that we overcome this repressive and oppressive monolith in Brussels that damages our country so badly. We're determined that nothing will get in the way of that objective. Let us move forward together from here on as one united and irresistible force. Let us play on everyone's strengths. Together, we can win this referendum, but we should do it as one. All the best, Aaron Banks, Co-Chairman, Leave.eu.